97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Black Friday, and there may not be as much of a spending boom this year. Estimates say Black Friday spending could grow from 2.9 to 3.4% from last year. So that's still growth, but it's less growth than we typically see. On average, there's usually a 5% jump year to year. Experts tie that to economic uncertainty and the high cost of living all over the country. Marketing company Omnisend says Americans could spend close to $80 billion on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But because of economic pressure, retailers may put more emphasis on their buy now, pay later programs. On top of that, some activist groups are calling for boycotts. A coalition of organizations, including American Opposition and the Progressive Network, are asking people to stop shopping at big box stores through Tuesday, although they encourage shopping small. Meanwhile, a new survey shows people overwhelmingly want to buy American-made products, and that applies across the partisan divide. Scott Paul from the Alliance of American Manufacturing.
It's one of those issues, blissfully, that hasn't been impacted by partisan politics, as we've seen in this country so often. There's still lots of different reasons for people to want to support jobs, the economy, small businesses, quality products.
As much as people may want to buy products made in the USA, they can be hard to find. 40 years ago, 80% of the things we bought were made by American manufacturers. Now that number is down to just 11%.
There's been a lot in the news about tariffs and costs and concerns about that, but it's striking to find that Americans still strongly value products that are made in the United States.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thanks for listening to Civic Media News on your Black Friday.
There's a new candidate in the race for the 19th State Senate District, Lisa Hale reports.
Known for her activism, for chairing the Democratic Party in Outagamie County, and for supporting the Fox Valley through many charitable endeavors, Emily Cephos now wants to be known as Senator in District 19. She said she wants to work on the district's foundational systemic problems.
Whether it's the way that we fund our local governments or the way that we support our rural emergency services or fund our public schools, I'm so tired of putting Band-Aids on arterial bleeds.
While she's running as a Democrat, Cepho said compromise and listening to everyone is paramount to her run.
I am really dedicated to finding that common ground. You know, I frankly, if you want what's best for your family, for your community, for your state, like, let's talk. I'm your gal. Like, let's figure this out together and let's do it with a mutual respect.
Cepho says her platform is three-pronged.
My mantra, I guess, is lower cost, supported kids, safer communities. Like, that's what I'm trying to go for.
Cephos also ran for Assembly District 56 in 2024, but lost to Republican David Murphy. During her run, she said she found that people are hurting and need to have a voice in Madison.
Everything is tied. The hurt or the goodness is tied to policy in some way, shape, or form. And I talk to so many people that don't make that connection, and I want to connect the dots.
Senate District 19 includes all of the Assembly Districts 55, 56, and 57. It consists of all of Washera County and parts of Winnebago, Outagamie, Wapaka, Adams, and Portage counties.
Between Thanksgiving and the gun deer hunt season, the Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting some safety tips for residents planning to travel. With more cars on the road, State Patrol officials are expecting to respond to more crashes or disabled vehicles this week. Drivers should remember the state's Move Over law and give emergency responders enough space to respond to those crashes and disabled vehicles. You should be on the lookout for deer in the road and check 511 Wisconsin for up-to-date information on traffic and weather conditions. Tomorrow, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, is considered Small Business Saturday. Lisa Hale has more.
Local chambers of commerce and downtown associations encourage shoppers to visit small businesses in their own hometowns to give local businesses a slice of the holiday shopping pie. Small businesses are the backbone of local economy, creating jobs and supporting local communities. The U.S. Small Business Administration says that since 2010, over $223 billion has been spent with local small businesses.
The 41st Annual Cranberry Classic is happening today and Saturday at Assumption High School. Girls and boys JV and varsity basketball teams will compete beginning at 9 a.m. both days. Play will continue until 10 p.m. There will be boys and girls teams from Assumption, Columbus Catholic, and Nacusa, and a boys team from Neillsville and a girls team from Pittsville. They'll have concessions and a 50-50 raffle. Monday is the monthly vet breakfast at Grace's Restaurant in Wisconsin Rapids beginning at 9 a.m. VFW Post 2534 members are getting ready to march in the Nacusa Christmas Parade taking place next Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at the Nacusa Library at 5:15 and ends at Goodfellas Pizza. There will be fireworks at Riverside Park at 6:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions. 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th-and-3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got two downs here. We got to get one of the two. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks, making a catch for a 16-yard gain, told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety, Brian Branch, on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was going to hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 25 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Could see a little light snow after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with some snow. We could get 2 to 3 inches by the time it all winds down late on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.